You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, now, Don.
Yes, Johnny.
Phoebe's not in today. She said she had some extremely important interviews to do, so she's not in. Ivan's not here. Ivan, man, oh, man, has Ivan gone to another level? He's still over in the mines over in Western Australia, but he's been getting fan mail and he's been asked, MichaelChristianMenswear.com, he's been asked to sign Ivan on a couple of...
Oh, you're joking. You've created another bloody monster.
No, I haven't.
You have.
No, I haven't.
You created one with Rod Law. Now you've got bloody Ivan going. No, he's going to be bigger than Texas.
No, huge. And so...
And Fiona Burns not here. You know what the common denominator is there.
Yeah, I do. The doc.
Yeah, the doc.
Yeah, the exactly doc from right. Sydney. Dr. Ben, MD.
Yep.
So Michael, Mick Christian has sent over a swath.
A what?
A swath, I think the word is.
That's a pig, isn't it? Swath in his...
A swath?
Yeah.
I think a swath is the word. A swath of hats to sign, which you've signed and I've sent back to him.
Is that like a murder of crows?
A murder of crows? No, a swath, I think the word is. Anyhow, Don... So we've sent those back to him, and there's been T-shirts. I've got to read out.
I like
out.
That one you've got on.
No, well, this is...
What do you call that? A golf shirt? What do you call
that? This is a polo shirt.
Polo, it's
so
very
this
nice.
Is the, this is the...
I don't mind it.
This is the prototype he sent over for your approval.
I think it's all right.
Good, Don. Well, we're going to show that
like
when we do the video at the end of the show.
And
we'll
I do like that cap too with the Chinese writing on.
Yes, well, seeing as we're going to be taken over by them shortly when the Premier sells out the state to the Chinese.
We've already sold out.
Well, that's right. So we're getting in early.
What and about the bloody
we're told that the Chinese writing on the hat does say... You cannot be serious.
And also it's red, so that's a little bit of a link to China,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well done. So Mick has got the designer hats, which he's letting go.
What do you mean letting go?
Letting go for $69.
Oh, shit. He's ripping people. I've told you, he's ripping them off.
Your signature and my signature with 23 and 17 on them. And as I say, one went for $400 on eBay.
Really?
Obviously, yep. So we've got
those.
What
are we appealing to, Nuff Nuffs?
No, I'm not appealing to Nuff Nuffs.
Well, you've got to be a Nuff Nuff if you pay $400 for a bloody cap.
No, not at all, Don. If you didn't realise that you could buy one for $69 from MichaelChristianMenswear.com up your bum, then that's where you'd get them. Someone said, do you want to buy a hat with... the 300-game legend and Hawthorn captain, Don Scott. That's a my word.
What about the Geelong legend?
And I'm on it.
According to Billy Brown, not Billy Brownless, Jack Hawkins, the best player that's ever played at Geelong.
Yeah, anyhow.
Do you think Jack Hawkins is qualified?
To have an opinion?
Well, to make that assessment.
Well, an opinion is never...
No, he made an opinion.
That's an opinion?
An opinion
is never right or wrong, Don. It's an opinion. The only things that are right or wrong are facts. So your opinion can be... you can't dispute anyone's opinion. So that's... And you said... So Mick Christian has got those hats and we're doing the shout-outs and I'll tell
what
you...
What else is he making?
He's making polo shirts.
Polo shirts.
The bucket caps.
The bucket, yeah.
And the baseball caps. Your
peak hat,
you cannot be serious.
What about the aprons? Wasn't he doing something there?
No, that was just a ching.
We just got to keep an eye on
Michael. We gave Ching the apron.
Who, Ching?
Ching at the Mad Duck.
Oh, now I've got to give a shout-out about the Mad Duck.
Why?
Because...
no one knows what the Mad Duck is.
Well, it's a little restaurant at Docklands. Mm-hmm. And just hold on, because I've got to give a shout-out.
18 Pence Lane is just near the Mad Duck.
Who?
That's run by Andrew. He has one of our caps.
Is
18
he?
Pence Lane. It's a coffee shop too.
Oh.
Yeah, go on, quick.
Okay, well, no. Jeff, No, I'll just say, I won't mention his name, but Jeff's an avid listener to our show, and he listens when he's driving down to Torquay from Docklands. And he goes to the, what do you call it, the Mad Duck. And yep. Do you know what his favourite food is? Favourite food? The bangers and mash.
Yep.
He's in my, I love the bangers and mash from there. So if you're looking for good old-fashioned bangers and mash,
yep,
go to the Mad Duck. Where is it, John? On the concourse, isn't it? Is that called the concourse at Docklands?
It's at 90 Lorimer Street.
90 Lorimer Street. Mm. Ask for the bangers and mash.
Right.
Beautiful. Right. Made by Ching.
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 Ching, not chink. Ching.
Well, I said ching, didn't
I? Thought
I?
You said chink. Mm. And now, so...
So Michael, there's my shout-out.
Michael Christian... Mick, we've sent the caps back and they're available now. There's plenty of people lining up. You sold out of the first ones, the designer ones. He only
bought half a dozen.
No, he didn't. He sent 24 over.
Two of them went to Israel, so that's four left.
So he's got one. We've got one T-shirt that is going over to America, and the bloke wants to hang it up on his wall.
What?
Called "You Cannot Be Serious." Now, why Lord haven't I got his name? Yeah. I should have his name here. That's annoying that I haven't got his name. Say something while I look it up quickly.
No, I'm just I'm just staggered about that. Is that from Brad? Brad Blank.
This is the man. This is the man that sent you the Solvol. Said there was a substitute for Solvol soap. Anyhow, I can't find it. I met a man. Now you'll
met a man going to the market. What was that nursery rhyme?
I met a man.
Man on the. Jeez,
I was playing golf and I met a man. Mills, a bloke called Millsy came up
Millsy.
To me. Millsy, and he's
the bloke off Australian Idol or whatever it was.
He was a shortish man, Millsy, and he's nicely clipped sort of trim beard. Yeah. And he said he loves
gold
the podcast.
Chain?
And I met...
Did he have a gold chain?
No, he didn't. No, he not allowed, no, this is a golf
well,
club.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, he could be ostentatious.
A golf club. And he... And I also met, now you'll be, this is, I'll be
so tell us what else about him? You met him, so what?
He said he listens to the podcast. I said, I'll give him a shout out.
Oh, good on
Millsy.
You.
And I also met a couple of prominent St Kilda, ex-St Kilda players down there.
Can I
who
give
said
us a guess?
That were we done over with
oh,
the...
Oh, no, please.
You don't want me to mention
well,
that?
Well, I know we've been done over because I got, where do you
this
think...
This is about the windmill
I know,
thing. Yep.
I know, I got a... Well, I got the story off one of the players
who was in that game,
and I rang him back. He won't take my calls.
And anyhow...
Gone to cover.
Anyhow, I'm just going to say, he said, were you done over? He said, I was part of all that. He said, and everyone thought it wasn't what it was portrayed to be. Mm. And I said, well, we on the podcast were thrown under the bus by the hapless leader of the AFL, who, thank heavens, is leaving.
Oh, yeah, but hang on. What about his replacement?
Yeah, I don't know what about his replacement.
Well, it's Boys Club, Johnny.
Yeah, well...
Go read into it a little
bit
more. Yeah,
so what a great book that...
Michael Warner.
Michael Warner. Two great books we've had we could recommend.
What was the first one?
The one was Boys Club about Michael Warner
yeah,
and
the
AFL.
One.
And the other one was by William Kininmonth.
Oh, yeah, that's your
And mate. It said, Climate Change, a Natural Hazard.
Yeah, they are.
Hasn't that turned out to
be
absolutely
think,
appropriate?
You know what's made me think over the months and since I've been doing the show? Do you ever think we're going to get hit by a big meteorite?
A big pun, Don?
Earth. Earth is in...
What was that,
Well,
Don?
Do you ever think we could be hit by a big meteorite from outer space? Earth, where we live? Beyond the realms of possibility, is it?
No, Don. Where did that come from?
Well, I've been thinking about
not the media, right?
And I've looked at
I've you've been thinking about that, have you?
I've watched documentaries and all the rest of it, and I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility that one day, you know, as sophisticated as what we think we are, that everything could just come to an end with something we cannot control in this world. And I wouldn't mind betting we've been hit by something in the past.
This podcast could come to an end with something I can't control.
What's that?
That'd be you.
What do you mean?
What the hell? You have been sitting at the back of your place down the country looking at the sky thinking we might be hit by a meteorite.
I've been also... Well, you look at the sky differently after you've taken that marijuana oil. Just before you go to bed.
Got some news on the marijuana oil.
It's very good to help you sleep. Do you know that?
Yeah, it is.
No, it is. No, I'm being serious.
I hope I'm not becoming addicted to it. I wasn't hesitating to think about the answer. I was thinking about the very fact that there is organisations set up, run by governments around the world, that keep an eye on foreign objects in space that might at one stage at some time present a danger to the Earth, and they have sophisticated means of stopping them hitting the Earth.
That is bullshit.
Well,
can you control? That is one thing we can't do, and that's control nature.
Don, they get at least a year's notice of a meteorite heading towards us. Do you know that they boarded a meteorite?
What?
They landed a probe on a meteorite they landed a probe on a meteorite that was headed in space. They actually boarded it.
Who told you this?
That is common knowledge, Don. And they said if that was going to happen, they could send a nuclear device up and explode it.
Are you serious?
I cannot be serious.
Hang on. They explode or ignite, don't they, when they hit Earth's atmosphere? That's when they explode.
Yes, they burn up.
But how would you get onto that going at the speed that it does in outer space? How would you land on it?
Because it's all relative. If you go into outer space, the space shuttle, for example, travels around the Earth at 17,000 miles an hour. But it's all relative.
What do you mean?
Well, if you send a probe up to land on a meteorite, it's going at the same speed as the meteorite.
Oh, is it?
Of course it is, because it's because there's no gravity. I'll look that up about the meteorite. But why did I say that?
I don't know.
Oh, because you said you've been thinking about meteorites destroying the Earth. I was saying to you...
About climate. We're talking about climate change.
Yeah.
And I just think there's other factors that determine our climate.
Yes.
I'm fascinated
William Kininmonth said this. He said it's about the tides, solar flares, wind. It's nothing to do with, as I'll say it again, 2% of carbon emissions in the UK... UK is responsible for 2% of the carbon emissions, whereas Latin American and Asian countries are responsible for the rest, except for the US, which is minimal. And they said the top 15, I said this last week, the top 15 oil tankers, the biggest oil tankers in the world, the top 15 of them produce more carbon into the atmosphere than all the cars on the planet. So
you know what I think too, we should be limiting the population on Earth. We should have birth control. I think we're going to fuck ourselves over by increasing, because our economic growth is dependent, especially in Australia, to population growth. Yeah. We do not generate and sell overseas. We just keep turning money over within Australia, which is not productive at all. All it's doing is keeping money flowing within the country. We're fucked in Australia economically.
Is that a fiscal term, Don?
What, fucked?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go bang as soon as the natural resources run out in Australia.
You're working a bit blue today, Don.
What a combination.
You're working a bit blue today, Don.
Blue?
Blue means, you know, your jokes
what
are
do you
off.
Wear? What do you wear that bloody shirt for? If we haven't got television cameras, they can't see. What do you wear that? Advertising.
Because if your ears aren't painted on, I said earlier, I'm wearing a polo shirt and we'll show it when we do the video.
We do the
video at the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. I said that earlier.
Well, let's make a point of it. Don't forget.
No. I'm going to finish on this about the golf. I was speaking to some St Kilda players who said we were done over.
You're speaking to one.
I was speaking to.
And I checked it out as well. You're right on the money.
So, to his everlasting shame, Gil McLachlan now is...
I hope you got clearance here.
Don, as long... we said at all times that if Winmar said he lifted his jumper up to show his skin colour, we believe that. We said if he says that... that's what we believe, and to a man, you, me and Sheehan, Mr. Sheehan...
Michael,
who was here, we said, that's good enough for us. But the overwhelming majority of people that we spoke to and contacted us said that they didn't think it was about that. And we said, well, we are quite happy to say that we believe Winmar. Having said that, McLachlan was...
Collaborated
with the most bogus and mischievous mischievous case about vilification that we even discussed it. And
Why do you think he got involved?
Because he was trying to appease his own white privilege.
You don't think
and he was trying
he's
to be
St Kilda player. He was not a St Kilda supporter.
His puerile woke leadership were about as transparent as his wrath for us.
Have you had a coffee with him yet?
And
hang on,
you
answer my question.
You have done more than most people for this competition.
Who?
You.
Bullshit.
You played 300.
Anyone can play 300.
You didn't let me finish. And you actually, there's a club going around today which you saved. It's called Hawthorne. They wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for you.
It's bullshit too.
Okay, well, it's bullshit. So you haven't done a lot.
No.
I've done a bit. And Mick Sheehan got a...
what have you done? You just prostituted yourself. You ripped Geelong off. So what did you do?
No.
You were the highest player.
No, hang on.
At your time, you were the highest paid player in the league.
Please,
so you
see,
just
see if you can join the dots, Don. I'm saying to you... you did more for the competition than most people because you saved a club. I did more for, along with other people, because we're 25 years on a football show that promoted football, AFL, or we spoke about it. We mightn't have promoted it at all
did
times.
Did you promote yourself or football?
Don. And Sheehan, Michael, he here and he got an award, and I think he's got a room named after him for journalism. For
well, I thought his room was taken down.
For... it might have been taken down as a result. It hasn't been taken down as a result of him being charged with vilification. That's why it might have been taken down. And if you want to talk about bogus nonsense that we had to put up with, and at all times we agreed, if Winmar said that that's what his jumper, that's what he was doing, and that was what he meant, we said that's good enough for us. We agree, but a lot of people didn't. And to get to not be allowed to speak about it and to have people continually saying, you know, you were done over by all that, that is the most disgraceful nonsense ever. And to his great and lasting shame, McLachlan will go out of this competition. He's been about as effective as a flywire door on a submarine. What has he done? He's done nothing.
You know,
What's he done positively for anything in this brand?
We'll bring this right up to date now, and what's giving me the shits with the AFL and football, and I mentioned the political interference at Hawthorne. Now, we've got a thing going at the moment called The Voice, and the way the government are promoting it through individuals is a disgrace, and I believe there could be a deal done between the AFL... and this federal government, in as much as the funding for Tasmania.
Well done.
We'll put the money in, the federal government, we'll put the money in as long as you back The Voice. Now, what they've done is send out a memo asking clubs for their stance on The Voice. Now, you stop and think the implications of that. If you say, oh, no, we haven't got a stance... now, these are sporting clubs. It should be a conscience vote by every Australian, a conscience vote. Now, as soon as you say we haven't got a stance, they say, oh, you're racist. No, this is the clubs.
They do.
And who's to say a club comes out, oh, we support The Voice? There are others within the club who say no. Clubs should not, and the AFL should not, become political. Over that vote over gay rights, they hung their a bloody rainbow flag or thing or off the AFL
There's
building. This is bullshit.
There's a significant number of Indigenous people who think The Voice is ridiculous. And we have said on this podcast, we are against The Voice for the very reason...
No, hang on. We're not against... against The Voice.
Yes, we are.
Unless... Well, you might. You can you tell me? I don't understand.
That's
nobody can tell me.
That's why.
What's the point of it? I can't find an answer to it.
That's why we're against it, because it's just a nebulous piece of nonsense, only designed to actually encroach on people's rights to do anything in the country, unless you go by, unless you run it by some a board that is picked in the name of appeasing your own whiteness or whatever. So. You danced around the edges.
What?
I'm just telling you, the Labor government are blackmailing the AFL.
Yeah, that's on The Voice, but hang on. What about the AFL wanting the money? $250,000 of our taxpayers' money.
I'm just telling you, Don, I'm suggesting to you the Australian government is blackmailing the AFL to give them $250 million to go to that stadium in Tasmania if they give ratification to The Voice.
Exactly, right.
So that's what I'm saying to you. They're blackmailing the AFL, and the AFL are going to fall over themselves because they're so weak and they're so woke, and that's why that man, get him out of office, and I don't know who the new man is coming.
Well, he's out of the boys' club, and that's another thing that gives me the shits. Yeah, it's been taken over by the bloody amateur footballers. And there's a common denominator, if you like horse racing and whatever else, and you're a former amateur player. Why haven't they gone a little bit further, the AFL? What's wrong with Brendan Gale as an administrator? What's wrong with Brian Cook as an administrator? Now, they come out of AFL ranks. Ian Collins that went before. Is there a black mark if you're an AFL footballer?
I don't know, but if ever the boys' club was aptly named, this is it.
Beg your pardon?
If ever the boys' club was aptly named, this is it.
Well, he's not wrong, Michael Warner, in writing that book.
That's what I said. Two great books we've promoted on this podcast over the years. Climate Change, A Natural Hazard, and The Boys' Club. So the AFL have been blackmailed by the government to give $250...
No, hang on. Do you think the AFL have blackmailed the government as well? We'll do this for you if you do this for us.
Well, it might be a quid pro quo.
Exactly.
And I have no idea. They said this will be a disaster, this stadium.
And how much do you reckon that stadium's going to cost?
It'll cost a billion.
Hang on. It'll blow out, my friend.
It'll cost
a billion. With inflation and building costs and everything else.
It'll cost.
Higher. Somebody's going to have a rope around their neck.
So anyhow, that was just reinforced by two St Kilda players. And incidentally, they...
You can put down a third St Kilda player and a fourth St Kilda, one official told me as
well.
So there's four people.
And the interesting other thing was that Winmar wasn't nominated by St Kilda for the Hall of Fame. Who
nobody knows.
So that was interesting
too.
We thought it was St Kilda, and they said no, it wasn't. So
there's a couple of other players in recent years that have gone into the AFL Hall of Fame. This is why the AFL Hall of Fame's bullshit, because they weren't nominated by the clubs that they played for. There's two other players that have gone in, and nobody knows how they were nominated.
Well, they just said St Kilda didn't nominate him. That's all. I don't know what that means. But so let's just clear this up, Don. If we agreed with Winmar that if he said that's why he lifted his jumper up, we agree with that. We believe him. That's what we do. But then we were slandered and libelled by a liar, the photographer who took the photograph.
Wayne Ludby, we
sued him because he was a liar.
Mm.
He said that we sit here trying to ping Torres Strait Islanders and Indigenous people to make money out of it. That backfired on them, and the whole scenario backfired on them because we got our money back that we got fined for because he lied about us, and we sued him, and we were successful in suing him, and we got an apology from him, plus he recanted his statement. Seriously. So this is the legacy of someone who just comes in and an arrogant, pompous buffoon.
Who made money out of that case?
An arrogant, pompous buffoon who comes in, that's McLaughlin, comes in and says, oh, no, we'll throw these three people under the bus, having done a fair bit
for
the football.
Have you ever thought what's happened?
We'll throw these people under the bus and then I'll just get out and I'll go and do something else.
Have you ever thought back on that case? And I often do, because we agreed to put the money into a fund.
We did, the Michael Long Foundation.
Exactly.
That's right.
Now, what happens to that money?
Well, it gets dispersed by the Foundation for Indigenous Projects,
no,
I presume.
No, I don't think so. If you go back, it was going to be, Nicky Winmar was going to become an ambassador for the AFL. That's what we were told.
That's what we were told.
That's what McLaughlin told us. That's right. Has he been made an ambassador for the AFL?
I do not know that, Don.
So that was part of our agreement.
Yes. The more you look into it, and then we had to take the actual broadcast off the podcast website so that people couldn't listen to it. I would suggest that they made us take it off because if people listen to it, they think, how could you possibly get into trouble, be charged with vilification for discussing that? Because at no times did we say that that wasn't the case, what Winmar said. At no times did we say that, but a hell of
a lot of... It's interesting, isn't it, when you reflect on all this stuff? I know you've brought up this before, and I'll just recant. Caroline Wilson having her article taken down about... people in wheelchairs.
Yep. Don't worry, we've still got that.
It was taken off the internet.
No, we have a record of it. Don't worry.
You have?
Yeah, of course they do. Of course I have. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Caroline Wilson saying she thought disabled sport wasn't really sport. People just go along to watch them fall over. Seriously, how would she stay on air for that? Mm. How would she stay on air for a lot of things that she's had?
We're just talking about that.
All right, okay. Then. Yes, all right. Had a few stories discredited.
No, we'll just talk about that.
Just don't worry about that, Don. And, of course, just the arrogance and the pomposity of these people is frightening. So then the state government were then implicated. I was doing the shout outs incidentally, but we'll just get on to. They apparently are going to earmark the state government and $240 million to build a Grand Prix track at the Avalon Airfield.
Who told you this?
And who owns the Avalon Airfield?
Yeah, Lindsay Fox.
So this is what was mooted. That there's going to be a grant of $240 million to build, to take the Grand Prix away from Albert Park and build it down at Avalon, the precinct of the Avalon Airfield.
Why would you go down to Avalon?
Airstrip.
Why would you go to Avalon?
Well, because they want to. Because it's.
What?
Because they think it's out of the way of the city. And
now, hang on. That's the beauty of that, having it in the city.
Of course.
Around there, the ambience of that is second to none. Go down to a paddock on the way to Geelong. It's the most boring drive around, driving across those fucking dry plains.
I'm in vehement agreement with you, Don, but this is what is suggested.
But hang on. Avalon was also going to be used as a freight harbour, I heard years ago, of flying produce out of there to wherever. It was also going to be used as a quarantine. Wasn't it as a quarantine station? Planes land there and whatever else.
So the devious nature of the government just goes on and on and on.
How would you go if you
have you ever met Australia by far?
I don't think I could shake his hand, that fellow called Andrews, if I had ever came across
and, him. And I see that the COVID vaccinations are rearing their ugly head again. The damage that the COVID vaccinations have done without any research or R&D into the big pharma vaccinations, okay. The after effects, it's called long COVID. And to think that what we had to put up with by this state government when the COVID it was in full swing, they had it in full swing, is criminal, is actually so abhorrent to our way of life.
Have you heard
and
about...
And it started when he wouldn't let anyone play golf. That's how it started.
I understand. But have you also noticed over the last week about people with long COVID taking the TGA on and also the federal government because of the vaccines?
Yes.
Have you in the
That's called long COVID.
Okay. Now, right at this moment today in Europe, the European Parliament is hosting the COVID summit. Now, if you really want to have a look at this, go on to international, this is a website, internationalcovidsummit.com, and there will be speakers putting forward the views or reviews of what actually happened over COVID. Now, we're getting 40-odd deaths a week at the moment for COVID, and this long COVID, and also, and we've got to get him on. We've got to get Robbie Peterson on this podcast because...
Well, we'll have him on for the third time, Don.
Well, that's all right, no, because it's developing all the time.
I agree with you, but you said we've got to get him on. We've had him on, and he's been very interesting.
I want him on again.
Oh, good on you. Well, then you organise it.
I've got to get past you.
But you might notice, Don, that the man from Pfizer, remember he was recorded secretly saying that they've exaggerated the effects of COVID because Pfizer wants to sell the vaccinations. Do you remember that? And he got sacked. And do you know who else got sacked? This is the conspiracy theory that Tucker Carlson, who was by far the most popular cable news broadcaster in America, got sacked off Fox News because he was so adamant that the vaccines were a hoax and COVID was a hoax that Big Pharma rounded up the people who owned the companies and made him and asked for him to be sacked. There's a conspiracy theory. That you'll find is pretty accurate because money speaks all languages, and if that's what keeps the profit in the black and someone's working against the people who sponsor you, then you're out, whether it's true or not.
I'd be interested, I'm just harking back to what I said, I'd be interested to see if it gets reported in Australia what's actually happening in Europe at the International COVID Summit. And you can go on to it, International COVID Summit. com, and you can download or live stream it. And I suppose you could download it too. It'd be on YouTube.
There was
or
a female, a woman interviewed, and they asked her in Parliament. They said to her, "Were the vaccines ever tested or ratified?"
What, in Australian Parliament?
No, in America. And she said, "No, they weren't."
Well, we know that.
And that's why people are suing. There is a hell of a lot of side effects to the vaccine.
I know of a
fellow.
And
if you are ever asked to get another vaccine shot, you should resist it fervently.
Now, I know of a fellow very close to me who was anti-vaxxer, did not have an injection. Do you know that person hasn't had COVID?
That's right. The COVID injection, the vaccine, did not stop you getting COVID. It didn't stop you spreading it. It breaks down your resistance,
our immune system to counter this.
Yes.
That's very interesting. And other people, and I know other people, and basically females, who have had the four injections and they're getting symptoms. There's this long COVID.
Absolutely, Don. And this makes it even more criminal what this government did to this state. We were number one in the world for having the jackboot.
Isn't there something wrong with us as individuals that we just go along with authority. We need lemmings.
Don, you don't have a choice. Because
why?
But I'll tell you why. Because if the government ramps up the police and the
I agree with you.
If you travel more than 5 kilometres from your house or you breathe more than an hour outside unless you're with only two other people, they arrest you and put you in jail or fine you. This is exactly the case, Don. And do you remember that I suggested on this podcast, I said, if anyone was ever going to have a march up and down, up Collins Street to Parliament House, if ever anyone was going to have a march to protest against this nonsense, this would be the thing that you'd march against. I had the police come to my apartment and say, are you organising a protest march?
I thought that was because you're playing golf.
No, I wasn't playing golf. You're not allowed. You weren't allowed to play golf.
They came to your place or a custody in the foyer of your...
They did.
Oh, is that the incident you're talking about?
Yes, because they said, are you organising a march? Income. I said, if you couldn't get 250,000 people to walk up Bourke Street to the Parliament House.
What
and
about
protest,
the rubber bullets that were used down in Flinders Street too for that demonstration?
So that you say you can't do anything about it. That's why you can't do anything about it, because I was questioned by the police in the foyer of my apartment saying, are you organising a protest march? What would be wrong with that, incidentally?
What did you say to them?
I said I wasn't. If I was organising,
so what did they do? Just walk away?
They because it was just window dressing. The government sent the police down to speak to me, and they said, "Are you organising a march?" I said, "Mate, if I was organising a march, I'd tell you the time, the place, the route, how to get there. I would give you some advertising." I just said, "If ever you were going to march against something, this would be the nonsense this government is putting to us. That's why you can't do anything about it. So the sooner this government or the man, as soon as they get rid of what's going on in this state, we will all live easier.
Just a little bit further on that, Ian Cook, iCook Foods, how the government are running the clock down. Now, they've appointed another solicitor. I just hope this gets off the ground. Another barrister to help Ian Richter. So and the case may go to court, they're hoping, in July. The way they're prolonging this so they don't have to stand up to trial is amazing.
Yep.
The other interesting one is, because he's implicated, is the Premier of this state about those deals done out of Cranbourne Council. Remember that? You 3 years ago?
What about
ago?
The car crash?
Oh, hey. Michael Warner in the paper has just put out two articles. One was the police report and the other was ambulance report, he's found out. Now, the locals down there, the locals where I am part of, and it's interesting because they alerted me to this 4 years ago, there's another thing that they should be chasing up, because the locals are talking, and it'd be interesting to know there's another report that should be published, because this, and why don't they, if you got Kel Glare coming out, who was a former police commissioner, coming out and stating there should be, this man is unbelievable. To get up in Parliament too the other day, and the IBAC, and the chairman of the IBAC commission said how scathing. And Andrews puts a spin on it that was educational.
And also, just can't remember. It has the worst memory of any person in the history of the world. Can't remember anything that's been said or
Mick
done.
Mick Crisp, he's gone
if
now.
If you wish, Don, if people wish to listen to the podcast we did, remember when Ian Cook was in here with the police, ex-policeman, I can't think of his name. He was his offsider, he was his aide.
There was two of them.
They went through chapter and verse about the car crash, saying how it was absolutely inappropriately investigated and the facts were changed and everything. And that was on the podcast here. And we thought, hell, that's a revelation. And
why the police stand for it is beyond my comprehension, because it might help Andrews, but it also casts aspersions upon our police force. That you look at them and say, geez, have you done this? I can't trust you. So their integrity is at stake here. Police department.
Absolutely spot on, Don. Now, as we just we're just going to come back.
Oh, why are we winding it up? Because you've got to go to a ceremony today.
We're going to do part two in a minute, Don.
Well, I feel like just continuing with part one.
Well, you've said that the intent, the nuff-nuffs that listen to this, Don, they were your words. The attention span, we've been doing it for 40 minutes. We'll come back and
You don't think their attention span can go longer than 40 minutes?
No, you've said that.
Okay. Listen, sign it off, will you? I need a break.
Shut up. Just let me read you this out.
You're a rude prick.
Just let me read you this out. Now, listen to this, Don. This is listen to this. This was an advertisement. Do you think this was an advertisement in a paper? Single black female seeks companionship. Ethnicity unimportant. I'm a very good girl who loves to play. I love long walks in the woods, riding in your ute, hunting
Jeez, I'm halfway there.
Hunting, camping and fishing, trips, cozy winter nights lying by the fire, going to the pub.
Jeez, I'm halfway there.
Listen, Don.
I'm getting there close.
Candlelit dinners will have me eating out of your hand. I'll be at the front door.
Yeah.
I'll be at the front door when you get home from work, wearing only what nature gave me.
Shit.
And yes, I don't need much coaxing to jump into bed with you.
Oh, God.
Now, they gave a phone number.
Oh, did they?
And they asked, they said to ask for Lucy.
Is she a transgender? I bet she's transgender.
Listen, Don. Over 150 men telephoned and found themselves talking to the RSPCA.
Cannot be serious.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you.